Bernard's Day Out by Amanda Watkins.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you two. For a start, this is a day out, not a summer holiday. And secondly, if you sing one more song, I think I'll turn the car round, head for the ferry port, and throw myself in the channel.
Oh, sorry. We're only trying to cheer Bernard up. He hasn't uttered a word since we picked him up at the prison. I thought he might buck up a bit once we docked and driven off the ferry.
He's looking a bit peaky. Perhaps he's going down with something. He's having a doze now. He's probably just a bit short of sleep and anxious to get the business of the day out of the way.
Yes, I expect that's it. Now, you two are due at the notaire's office at 11, aren't you?
That's right. And they've promised to have all the paperwork ready, so we shouldn't be too long. Then we can go to the house for an hour and meet you for lunch after that.
How much does the notaire know? Does he know that Bernard is a guest of Her Majesty at an open prison just outside Dover?
No, as far as he is concerned, Bernard and I live together, so the only address they have for him is mine. If they know he's been in and out of prisons for most of his adult life, they might start asking questions about how legitimate his ownership of four properties just outside Calais is. We don't want any hold-ups now. We just want the properties put in my name before Blanche gets wind of it and goes on the rampage.
Which definitely. She may be my sister, but she's always been a nasty piece of work.
Right. We're almost at the notaire's office. Now, before we go any further, let's have a look at the timetable. Just so we know where we are. We don't want any delays before we get the ferry back.
Oh, you and your timetables.
You may mock, but timetables and working out how best to utilise the hours in the day have stood me in very good stead for the last 30 years.
Yes, yes, time and motion and all that. Right, Helen and Bernard have their meeting here at 11, while we nip off to the Carrefour and buy booze and anything else we fancy for our Angie's wedding.
Yep.
Then they'll take a taxi to the house, have a quick look round, then we all meet up for lunch before we head for the port and get the 3 o'clock ferry back to Dover.
Okay.
We then head straight to the hospital, which is where the prison think Bernard has been all day, where our Tom will be waiting to put Bernard's tag back on his ankle.
Sounds about right. Now, you have spoken to Tom, haven't you? He has told the prison that Bernard's appointment has been delayed.
Will you please stop panicking? Tom doesn't want anything to go wrong any more than we do. He may be a rookie prison officer, but he knows what he's doing.
Well, it's so good of your Tom to do this for us. He'll be in awful trouble if he's found out.
I know, but he was always very fond of his Uncle Bernard. And when he left Blanche, we lost touch with him. We knew he was trying to divorce Blanche because she would proudly tell us that she wouldn't sign anything. She was so convinced he had something of value stashed away, she was determined to hang on to him until she got what she called her share, even though the heist that made him so much money took place long before he met her. We were amazed when Tom told us that Bernard was at the prison near us. We had no idea.
Here we are. It's 10 to 11, so you two go to your appointment. If you give us a call when you're ready to meet for lunch, we can come and pick you up. The house isn't far from the restaurant.
Oh, dear. You'll have to wake him up, Helen. He really doesn't look that lively.
Oh, he'll be fine once we get this appointment out of the way and he has some French food and wine inside him.
Okay. Oops, mind how he go. He's a bit unsteady on his pins.
Oh, he'll be fine, don't worry.
So, we get back onto the A16 and look for the Carrefour. Tell you what, coffee wouldn't come amiss. It's been a long day. It isn't even 11 o'clock yet.
True. We can do that when we get to the hypermarket. Look, there's the sign to the A16, off to the right.
I really needed that. Right, so we've done our shopping and everything's in the car. We're in very good time. We just wait now for the others to call and we can have lunch.
Yes. I must say it's all gone a lot better than I thought. I was so afraid we might get held up somewhere. But we're bang on time. And it's good to know that Blanche won't be able to get her hands on Bernard's property. I bet she'll drop him like a hot potato when she realises he has nothing to his name now.
I'd love to see her face. How long has he had those houses? Must be a good 15 years.
Oh, yes, about that. Let's see, they hijacked the Royal Mint van nearly 18 years ago, and he put his share into an offshore account. Then he waited about 3 years, and when he heard about 4 newly built houses just outside Arles, he bought them, and when he was out of prison for a while.
Yeah, that was a bit of a gamble, wasn't it?
It was. And I thought he was being a bit optimistic when he said he wanted to rent 3 out on a long-term contract, but only let the 4th out on short lets, so that he could use it and eventually settle here. But it seems to have worked well.
What surprised me most of all was that Bernard had the business acumen to do all this in the first place.
True. He wasn't the most obvious candidate for a shrewd business move, was he? I guess taking business courses while he was inside paid off, literally. But he was never a bad person, though, was he? Just a victim of circumstance. And now that he has Helen, he just wants to settle down with her.
Hmm. We got time for another coffee?
I don't see why not. I can get used to this, sitting outside with a coffee. We wouldn't dream of sitting outside on a cool day at home, but you don't give it a second thought here.
I'll try to catch the waiter's eye. Helen and Alan seem well suited. So they should be able to make a go of it.
Oh, definitely. They've known each other on and off for a few years, ever since Helen's Jack was inside with Bernard. They were best mates. And a few months after Jack died, Helen began visiting Bernard and they got closer and closer.
Well, I hope it all works out for them. In any case, we've had a successful day out and stocked up nicely for Angie's wedding.
True. And just think, when Bernard is out in a couple of months and they finally come out here to live, he can come and visit and do this more often.
Indeed. Now, where's that waiter?
It's Helen. They must be ready to be picked up. Hello, Helen. What? No, never. No, don't do anything. We'll be there in a few minutes. Quick, Derek, never mind about the coffee. Get in the car.
Why? What's happened?
It's Bernard.
What's he done now?
Helen thinks he's dead.
What?
Stop asking questions and drive. You know where the house is. Head out on the Boulogne Road and look for the small turning.
You're here. Look at him.
What happened?
He just about managed to sign all the papers in the notaire's office and even managed a small smile. We got a taxi and came here and he said he just wanted to sit quietly on the settee for a bit. So I left him to it while I looked over the rest of the house and garden to make sure it had been left tidy. I went in to ask him if he wanted a cup of tea and he didn't answer. He'd got a really weird colour. And his lips were a bluey grey, and I can't find a pulse. I didn't know what to do.
No, I can't find a pulse. I think he really is dead.
Well, shall I call an ambulance? How do you do that in France?
No, no, don't call anyone. Let's think about this. Look, we're all very fond of Bernard, and what's happened is dreadful. But we've got to look at the bigger picture. Tom took a big risk helping us to do this.
And he's right. He hasn't been in the prison service long and he's hoping to make a career of it.
And he and Bex have a baby due in a couple of months. Oh, Bernard is supposed to be at the hospital having an ingrown toenail removed. So if he turns up dead in a house near Calais, it will be obvious that he had inside help and more than obvious that Tom was that help.
He'd lose his job. Not only that, he'd be in all sorts of trouble. And getting any sort of decent job after this will be almost impossible. I'm sorry, Helen, we can't call anyone.
Well, what What are we going to do? We can't just leave him here.
Of course not. We'll just have to take him back to Dover and get him to the hospital where he's supposed to be.
We can't. Well, how can we do that?
Between the three of us, I'm sure we can manage.
And he's right. We can't let anyone locally know what's happened. Let's face it, it isn't going to matter much to poor Bernard when or where his death is reported, is it?
I suppose not. Oh, poor Bernard. It was all going so well, and he was really looking forward to living here. He was due out in a couple of months.
I know. It's rotten, isn't it? Still, I'm afraid we've just got to get on with getting him back now. I think we should put his coat back on him. Oh, and your hat as well, Derek.
My hat? Why?
Well, the less of him that shows, the better. In fact, let's put your sunglasses on him as well. Right. Coat on. Right. Okay, you hold him under the arms, Derek, and Helen and I will take a leg each. Ready? And up.
It's a bit heavy. Is the front door still open? Let's go. Annie, have you got a hand free? Car's unlocked. Can you open the back door?
Oh, yes, just about. Got it. Can you ease the top half in, Derek?
I'll have to shove him onto the back seat first, then pull him through from the other side. Oh, there isn't much room.
Mind his head. Oh, this is so difficult. Oh, I know what the expression dead weight means now. OK, Helen, feet in, and then we can make him a bit more presentable. Well, we got him in, and he doesn't look too bad with the hat and sunglasses on, does he?
Actually, he looks better now than he has all day.
Derek!
Sorry, but he does. Now, have we all got our passports handy?
Oh, Bernard's is in the inside pocket of his coat. I'll have to try and get it out. Oh, I do hate doing this. Oh, got it.
Good. Driving on to the ferry should be easy enough, but then what? We can't take him with us, and people aren't supposed to stay in vehicles.
True. Well, we'll just have to hide him.
Hide him?
Yes. As we drive on, they'll peek in and see that there are four of us. But they don't check to see how many of you leave the car and head upstairs. So, when we're in our parking space, we lay him down, and if we can get him on the floor of the car between the front and the back seats, we can cover him up with a blanket we brought over to go over the wine.
I suppose it's worth a try.
Well, unless you've a better idea. Let's see what else we can do. We're lucky rigor mortis hasn't set in yet. That would really make things difficult.
Oh, let's hope it doesn't set in until well after we arrive. We've still got to get him to the hospital.
We'll call Tom as soon as we get on board and let him know what's happened.
Are you all right, Helen?
Oh, poor Bernard. He was the nicest bloke. After Jack died, I never imagined I'd meet anyone else I could love. I thought we'd have years together. Life hasn't been easy for him, and at last his fortunes were turning. But then this happens. It really isn't fair.
I know, and I'm so sorry, Helen. We'll give him a good send-off. He had a lot of friends, and not all of them are inside.
And one good thing, at least Blanche won't be able to get a clause into his property.
That's true. She set her sights on him as soon as she found out that he'd been involved with the Royal Mint heist. She'd got him besotted and had a ring on her finger before he found out what she was really like.
Helen, could you make sure he's upright, please? When we turn right, he tends to lean over to the left. It's not so bad in the other direction. He's up against the door that side.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. OK, I'll try and keep an eye on him. Goodness, we don't have too far to go.
Right, ladies, we've arrived, so let's all pay attention here. We need passports at the ready, Bernard upright, and we need to look relaxed, and not as if we're smuggling a dead body on board.
I'll see what I can do. Right now I'm having trouble with all of that.
Good. He's sending us over to the side wall to park, which means we'll have a vehicle behind us and another one on one side only, which is better than having cars either side.
We'd better let the vehicles around us empty before we start trying to conceal him.
They're taking their time next to us. There are only two of them. What are they waiting for?
At last. Okay. Can you lower him gently onto the seat, Helen, and then get out and we'll try and get him onto the floor. This is tricky. His shoulders are too wide. We'll have to turn him to face the front.
That's all very well, but what about his legs? With Bernard, he's a lot longer than the car is wide. We need about 18 inches less Bernard.
Well, he's been sitting in the car for a bit, so we know his legs still bend. We'll have to see which is the best way to bend them.
Well, they actually bend quite well this way, but now his feet are sticking up.
It might work, look. Cover him up with a blanket and then put the hat over where his feet stick up.
Oh, yes, that looks all right. Put your newspaper with the hat. Oh, yes, that's good. Right, let's head for the stairs before someone wanders while we're still messing around with the car.
I wouldn't mind getting something to eat. It sounds a little indecent to think about food at a time like this. But we never got round to having lunch, and it's been ages since breakfast.
Derek's right. I think we'd all benefit from a bite to eat and a sit down. I don't think I've ever felt so traumatised.
I can't argue with that. The restaurant it is, then.
Good afternoon. This is Captain Don Cunard. Welcome aboard the Côte des Dunes. We will shortly be leaving Calais, and we hope you enjoy your short journey with us this afternoon.
We are about to dock at Dover. Would all drivers and their passengers please make their way to the car deck?
Come on, we've got to try and get down there before our neighbours.
Here we are. Good. Not too many people down here yet. Can you raise his upper body up, Derek?
Oh, he's heavier than ever. I can only raise him a bit. Helen, can you get in and... when I try to lift his shoulders, pull him up by his arm at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Here goes. Yes, here he comes. Quick, put the hat and sunglasses back on. Oh, look at him. He looks so peaceful.
Unlike us.
Oh, that was perfect timing. They're getting into the car behind us and the ones next to us are just coming down the aisle.
All the same, I don't think I'll be able to breathe properly until we're clear of the ferry port and on the way to the hospital.
Here we go.
Are you sure this is where Tom said to meet him?
Definitely. He said to go behind the wall next to the ambulance bay and he's going to meet us here with a wheelchair and he'll put Bernard's ankle tag back on. He can then wheel him into A&E and say he was taken ill when they turned up for an outpatient's appointment.
Oh, here he is. I think we'll let you two put him in the wheelchair.
Fair enough. If you two start wheeling him towards the hospital... Tom can come with me and show me where to park the car. And we'll meet you just inside the entrance where, thank goodness, we can hand over to Tom.
Oh, when I get the chance, I'll drink to that. Hey, Tom.
We'd better stop here just inside the entrance. They won't be long.
No, it's only round the corner. I thought we'd be able to see them approaching by now.
Actually, Annie, I think we're going to have to move inside a bit more. There's so many people coming in and out. We're going to draw attention to ourselves at this rate.
You're right. Oh, look, there's a space with nobody in it, right there in the corridor. And we can still see who's coming in.
Let's do it. That's better. Nobody's paying any attention to us anyway.
Oh, dear. He doesn't look very well at all. You're on your way to A&E?
Yes, but we're just waiting for my husband. He's parking the car. We'll be along very shortly.
Well, I don't think we should wait. He looks very poorly indeed. Follow me. My name is Dr. Adams, by the way. I'm one of the registrars in A&E.
No, but...
Now? I was on my way home, but I couldn't just walk past him. Come on. I'll wheel him through to cubicles if you could give his details to the receptionist.
Of course. Hang on with her. Tell the others what's happened and tell Tom to get to reception ASAP.
Come on, don't dawdle. This man needs help.
Boy, are you in for a surprise.
What?
Nothing. Coming. Oh, thank goodness. Where have we been? They made me come into this relative's room to wait.
Sorry, the car park was packed and it took ages to find a space. And then we had a queue to get a ticket. Tom's sorting out things at reception. He's phoned the prison and said that Bernard was taken ill while they were waiting in outpatients.
Why is it taking them so long? They must have spotted he was dead as soon as they got him into the cubicles.
Doctor, what news?
Well done, everyone. You got him here just in time. Another 20 minutes and it would have been a very different story.
You mean his...
Very poorly, yes. His heartbeat had slowed down horrendously. You no doubt noticed the colour of his lips. Now, there is no time to waste. He needs a pacemaker urgently. They are prepping him for the procedure now. We just need the consent forms to be signed and we're ready to go.
Oh yes, that's wonderful. You know he's a prisoner at the open prison, don't you? Our son is the prison officer who brought him here today and he's at reception at the moment dealing with the paperwork. He'll be able to sign the consent form.
Jolly good. I'll go and grab them now. No time to waste. He'll be in for a couple of nights, but he should be fine after that. He's a very lucky man.
He's all right. He's all right. I can't believe it. Oh, Bernard.
I wonder if they'll let me see him.
I'm sure they will if you're quick. Well, go on then. Oh, Derek, what a day. I can't believe it. Why didn't we realise he wasn't dead?
Well, the doctor said his heart had slowed right down. We didn't know to carry on trying to find a heartbeat. Anyway, as someone famous said years ago, all's well that ends well. Bernard's property is safe from Blanche. Bernard will make a full recovery and get his divorce. And he and Helen can go ahead and move to France when he gets out. And we had a very successful visit to the hypermarket.
Well, when you put it like that. Still, it's been one heck of a day and my nerves are still jangling. Let's go home, get fish and chips on the way and open one of those bottles we bought today.
I managed a quick word with him. Tom has to stay here until the procedure is complete. But there's a bit of a kerfuffle going on at reception. It seems that when Tom phoned the prison to say he was in A&E with Bernard and thought he was dead, they called Blanche and told her to expect the worst. And now she's turned up, demanding to see her beloved Bernikins. She doesn't know.
Well, we can't leave the poor anticipatory widow in suspense now, can we? So, Annie, do you want to tell her? Or shall I?
The play was recorded by members of Bare Bones Theatre Company with the following cast. Annie was played by Valerie Vaughan Williams. Helen by Jane Jones. Derek by Howard Jones. The Captain by Dave Baldwin. And Dr. Adams by Margaret Baldwin. The play was recorded and produced by Dave Baldwin.